From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Coloradans will have the chance to vote on a new statewide health care system this November called Colorado Care, but opponents say it's a costly idea that will not provide residents with the care they need. Jonathan Lockwood heads Advancing Colorado, a free market group that's opposed to the measure.
They're going to either have to jack up the taxes or constrict care, and they've already advocated for constricting care just on day one.
The $25 billion needed for Colorado Care would mostly come from a payroll tax on employers and workers. If passed, it would provide universal care to all Coloradans. Those in favor say it would save money by lowering administrative costs. A new interactive website from the U.S. Department of the Interior looks to educate the public on the effects of drought in the Colorado River Basin. KRCC's Tucker Hampson reports.
The site is a collaborative effort designed to show how the water supply in the Colorado River has declined as demand has increased. Angela Adams was a project manager for the Bureau of Reclamation. She says while the site contains a lot of complex data, it's presented in a digestible way.
You don't have to be a scientist to use the open water data. You can definitely access it and take a look at the general information about it and then learn as much as you want about drought and water supply in the Colorado River Basin.
The site shows water levels in the Colorado River for the last 15 years, alongside dozens of detailed maps, animated graphs, and interactive pictures. Adams says the site has gotten about 46,000 hits since mid-December, and they plan to release a Spanish version later this year. For KRCC News, I'm Tucker Hampson.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.